Yeah, they're playing great. It's been fun to watch the last 2 weeks. We struggled on offense the last couple of weeks, so they've been excellent. You know, they kind of exploded with the turnovers today. That pick six was big in the first quarter for us from Q. And then obviously, you know, when you turn the ball over, you get picks in the red zone. That just directly impacts the game, taking points off the board.
Aaron, you guys didn't particularly run the ball very well. Uncharacteristic turnovers, but to come out with a victory against a very quality team, what does that say about the entire group? Guys like Ty Montgomery making big strides.
Yeah, I think Ty has definitely come along, making some good plays for us. Richard, made a lot of plays for us. We didn't run it very well. They kind of challenged us at the in the box, and then challenged us outside, and we didn't get open enough, and didn't throw it well enough today. I turned over too many times. We got built up by our defense. We've had so many games where we've taken care of the football. This was obviously uncharacteristic for us, and we got some stuff we got to clean up.
Aaron, in addition to the turnovers, it's great that you're 5-0, but where's your concern with the offense right now? Whether it's guys not getting open downfield or whatever it might be, it just seems like you guys aren't yourselves as a group.
Yeah, we've been struggling the last couple of weeks. We've played three NFC West opponents now, and the division is really known for its defense, and they bring it. There's three really good defenses that we've faced, and really five difficult opponents for us to start the season. So we're happy to be 5-0, but obviously we need to play a little bit better on offense. We've had a lot of success at home over the years, moving the ball efficiently, scoring points. Defense, set us up with some short fields, with some three and outs and also some turnovers. We're used to putting those things in the end zone, and we struggled. We got to adjust a little bit better. We got to run routes a little bit better. We have to be able to get open outside better. Obviously, I got to throw it better than I did today and clean some of those things up. A game like today, you don't have a lot of opportunities, but you got to make the most of the few you had. I kind of missed a throw to James there on a scramble. Put the ball about a foot too far in front of Richard on over the middle pass, and obviously we turned the ball over too many times.
So when you have Nelson, you guys could really stretch the field. I'm sure that threatened defenses and affected how they played you. Is there a time this year where you think you're going to need to find someone who can do that to make you guys a really complete offense?
Well, I think we got that guy, but he's been hurt the last couple of weeks. Bye week will be nice to get some of those guys back. But, Devontae Adams, I think, is a Pro Bowl caliber player. And, without him and without Jordy, we need to find some other ways to attack the outside stuff and still be able to be effective inside. Their plan, I think, was to really key on Randall at times in the slot and then say that we'll make somebody else beat us. And we were fortunate enough to have a couple big plays for scores, but we didn't sustain drives like we usually do.
Aaron, which of the three turnovers, I think apart the two interceptions, the fumble, bothers you the most?
No, all of them. The first one is something you can't really account for. Had Richard wide open on the right, and the outside guy just decided not to rush and tipped it. And nice play by James there on the interception. The second one was just a nice break. We actually kind of quick counted him, and if we hadn't, he might have been in his back pedal. And then the strip sack was Corey thought that, we had a guy outside, so Dave was laid off the ball on that. The ball snapped early, and that's what kind of happened.
Aaron, maybe not now, but do you think you'll take a moment to look back at your remarkable streak and all you've blessed the last 3 years?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I have to start a new one. I figured I might as well break the streak with a couple interceptions today. But, streaks are meant to be broken, so it's fun to put something together like that. But I'm sure somebody will come along at some point and put up 600 in a row, maybe.
Aaron, you're a perfectionist.
Maybe not.
Ultimately, is it somewhat good that you don't have to be perfect and the offense doesn't have to be perfect in order to win games? You're getting it from defense and special teams.
Yeah, I mean, that might make some of our guys sleep at night, but it won't make me sleep at night. I like to be efficient and as close to perfect as possible. So this one will be studied pretty hard. We'll come in tomorrow and go through it and then move on to San Diego. But, it is nice that our defense is playing so well. They're rushing the passer really well. They're very opportunistic. You know, I think guys are really stepping up. I think bringing Joe Thomas back has really allowed us to do some different things in the secondary and also free up Clay to rush. I mean, Clay is such a talented player for us. We're moving him around a lot. And Q has a couple picks today. Haha, I think he's played excellent all season. You know, he chased down a 4-3 guy there at the end and then has an incredible pick off of Joe's hands in the end zone. So he's been a rock for us. Without Morgan and Sean, you know, it's nice having him there. And then you got to say something about Chris Banjo. He's a guy who was cut last year. We brought him back, and he played a ton of time for us today. So I'm proud of those guys, proud of the guys up front. We'll get better on offense, and we're excited about being 5-0.
Aaron, when you guys usually lose a guy like TJ in the middle of a game, is it just next man up, or do you have a talk with his replacement, or just expect everybody to step up?
We expect him to step up. That's a tough loss for us. He's such a great leader for us and a rock at right guard. We put Josh and Don in there. We feel good about those guys, but, it is next man up, but it's tough. I don't think you get better losing a guy like that.
How important is it, though, that next man up plays well? Because you always talk about how it starts up front. And last year, Brian missed one game, and that was it. Everybody else played through their injuries. They haven't had that same continuity up there this year.
No, they haven't. But, we've had some guys playing really well up front. The protection, I think, today was great. You know, we came in maybe a little bit too concerned with the protection. We've done a good job at home using the snap count to be able to limit the effectiveness of the rush. Obviously, them and every other team we've played has been very tuned into the snap count, whether it's air horns or just in general, not getting off the ball as quickly. So, I think we need to trust those guys even more moving forward to get the job done. And we'll trust Josh to step in a right guard and be effective for us. He's a guy who's tough-nosed player, and he knows the offense well. Not sure what TJ's status will be, but it's good having Brian back today, and the guys played really well.